Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Passover celebrations begin tonight, and around the dinner table for some Jews, there will be a conversation about whether it's time to apply for Spanish citizenship. That's because the Spanish government is working on a bill that would allow millions of descendants of Sephardic Jews to become Spanish citizens. It's an attempt to right a wrong that occurred in 1492 when, during the Spanish Inquisition, King Ferdinand passed a law requiring Spanish Jews to convert to Catholicism or leave the country, and many of Spain's 300,000 Jews left. Joining us from New York is Jason Guberman Pfeffer, Executive Director of the American Sephardi Federation. Jason, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, and take us back to that moment 523 years ago. Where did many of those Sephardic Jews go?
So people often think of Sephardic Jews coming only from the Iberian Peninsula, and especially in the American Jewish community where we're overwhelmingly Ashkenazi.
Right.
It's easy to forget this. But Sephardim represent a mosaic culture with one community distinguishing itself from another markedly in terms of their artistic, cultural, linguistic, and sacred traditions. For our purposes, Sephardim are those who come from Spain and Portugal, who lived in Spain and Portugal prior to the Inquisition, as well as those who remained in or returned to the Middle East thereafter. There's a very vibrant community that came from the Inquisition that moved to Morocco and adapted their language, Ladino, into a local dialect called Hakatia. So really, they dispersed everywhere, but were also very much a part of the region to begin with.
And today, where are they? Because as you say, most of the Jews in the United States are Ashkenazi. Their ancestors were in Central and Eastern Europe. Where would you find Sephardic Jews today?
So the Sephardic diaspora really spans the globe from Salonika and Shanghai to Sheepshead Bay and Seattle. Hmm. There are important communities, especially in the New York area, in Brooklyn, in Seattle, in Miami. But most Sephardim are today congregated in Israel.
How many do you expect will decide to apply for citizenship in Spain?
That is a difficult question to answer. I think many will apply. But in terms of moving there or whether they'll actually qualify is another story. The greatest interest in Spanish citizenship right now seems to be one of the, ironically, one of the communities that was welcomed in the wake of the Inquisition. There's a famous quotation that's on the wall at the Center for Jewish History, where the American Sephardi Federation is based, from the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire, who, to paraphrase, is said to have said, "How is King Ferdinand a wise king when he's thrown out some of his best citizens and enriched my kingdom and impoverished his own?" But today, there's tremendous pressure in Turkey, and it's estimated that 30% of the community has already applied for Spanish citizenship and is working on trying to fulfill those requirements.
But of course, we remember that it wasn't long ago that we had the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, trying to convince Jews living in Western Europe to move to Israel after the Charlie Hebdo attacks and some more reports of anti-Semitism in Western Europe. I wonder, is now a time that Jews would want to move from other places in the world to Western Europe?
Right. There is a tremendous amount of pressure on Jewish communities. And what we have to remember also is that in the case of France, it's the inverse of America. In America, it's over 70% Ashkenazi. In France, it's over 70% Sephardi.
Hmm.
And Passover is nearly upon us. And we have this theme of Exodus that unfortunately has played itself again and again throughout history. More recently, it's the Jews from Algeria, from Tunisia, from Morocco, from the Middle East, North Africa, who have migrated to different countries. And an interesting fact of this community is Enrico Macias, the French Algerian singer. His name is Granacia, which means from Granada.
Hmm.
So Enrico might be able to apply for Spanish citizenship. However, he has not been able to return to his hometown in Constantine in Algeria, even to visit the grave of his murdered mentor and father-in-law.
Well, and it's also more than 500 years since the Jews were kicked out of Spain. You wonder how much interest there would be in somebody living in 2015 to go back to a homeland that isn't really something that they have a real connection to personally.
Right. We've experienced a tremendous influx of interest whenever there's an article about citizenship law, which has been pending since 2012. We get an influx of calls and people asking and talking about it. One person called and said, you know, I heard you can grant me Sephardic citizenship. And I said, well, if only I had this power. But I believe that many people would like to go. There are heritage trips to Spain. There are many who are interested in reconnecting with their roots, and not only their roots there, but also the great and interesting Sephardic diaspora.
What do they have to prove in order to get Spanish citizenship? What will these descendants of Spanish Sephardic Jews have to prove?
So currently, under Spanish law, Sephardim have an expedited path to citizenship. You have a two-year residency requirement. Under the proposed legislation, there would be proving of an attachment. So in the case of Turkish Jews, some of whom have a legacy in Ladino, they're now trying to convert that into Spanish, which would prove their viability for taking advantage of this law. But as far as we know, and we're in close communication with the consulate, the bill is pending. The regulations have not been promulgated yet. So the best advice I can give to your listeners who are interested in potentially taking advantage of this is to start their research now, looking into their genealogy and developing their case for its hopeful and eventual passage.
And maybe start learning some Ladino.
Exactly.
Jason Guberman Pfeffer, Executive Director of the American Sephardi Federation. And Jason, any Sephardic dishes on the menu tonight for Passover?
Yes, there will be lamb harissa on the menu tonight.
Sounds good. Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Je suis sentimental et pourtant je ne fais pas de mal. On m'a surnommé l'Oriental.
The guy Jason was talking about there, Gaston Granacia, stage name Enrico Macias. You're listening to Here and Now.